first of all, how has practice gone leading into this big game for you guys?
Well, yesterday we had a great film session, a great practice. I think we looked at some very important things that Memphis has been doing that we've got to do a better job of. I thought we did some very good drills and had some lively scrimmage in the half court mostly. And guys were plugged in and very, very aware of what needs to be done, and practice reflected that.
So how do you fill in for a Blake Griffin if he can't go, or certainly if he can, he's not going to be 100%?
Well, you know, I think coaches and players have been in these situations before, and that is when a major part of your offense and defense is out or not 100%, you have to make adjustments. Everyone has to pick up what they do better. It's not like Chris has to do everybody's job. He just has to distribute more and score more. But, you know, your rebounders have to rebound more, and they don't have to score more. They just have to be able to finish when they offensive rebound. And your shooters, they have to be a little more aggressive and take those open looks when you have them. We can't afford to pass those up. We may not post up as much with Blake out, but it's pretty much do your job a little bit better, not try to do everybody else's jobs.
I think one of the biggest concerns is not Blake's offense being missed, but his defense and his bulk against a Randolph. So how do you replace that? You got to figure out a way to keep Zebo off the boards and getting easy shots.
Well, you know, part of that is technique. Part of that is just, you know, the fight and the dog. And we've got guys who are capable of doing that. You know, Lamar Odom's got good size, and he's aggressive. He's got, you know, championship pedigree, and he knows what it takes as you go through the playoffs and ultimately in the championship rounds. You know, Ronny Turoff has a championship ring. He understands how physical it gets in the playoffs. Ryan Hollins, with his activity and his length, is a different look. You may see DeAndre Jordan on him again. So the bottom line is we've got to have a lot of fight in us, and we've got to be willing to play through anything that happens on the road.
And, of course, nothing's more important than matchups. Is that one of the reasons why you guys aren't playing Grant Hill and Willie Green?
Well, no, we're looking at that seriously now. I mean, I think Grant Hill has got to be a part of it. I think we may be going with different lineups. Right now we're just making sure we've got all possibilities ready to go. And if it means we make another adjustment, they've made some good adjustments. We've got to counter with a good adjustment.
Specifically, Chauncey has been struggling as well, and that's where maybe Willie can help out, correct?
Yeah, Willie, I mean, Willie's been unbelievable. You know, Willie has started for us, you know, we've got a great record with him starting. Obviously, he's not Chauncey Billups, but he's been ready to go at a moment's notice, and that's something we have to look at. It's difficult to play everybody, but we're going to have to make some quick decisions on how well the game goes early, who we're going to stick with, and who we're going to go to if they don't.
Also have to create more turnovers. I noticed he only gave up four turnovers in the first three quarters in the last game for no points. That doesn't help, does it?
Well, they've done an excellent job of protecting the ball. They've done an excellent job of being more aggressive than us and being the first aggressor. And I think if we do a better job there, we'll get those turnovers. You know, we were, I think, first in the league in points off turnovers, and they were second. And so far in the last three games, they have clearly done a better job of taking care of their ball than we've done of taking care of our possessions.
So how difficult is it going to be to get this one when you're not at full strength and you know the whole season's on the line?
Well, you know, look, the odds are saying a home court advantage, no Blake Griffin, or some part of Blake Griffin. Of course the odds are saying on paper that they should have the advantage and they should have the come out with the victory. But, you know, we've proven it last year. We've done it. We won twice there last year in the playoffs. We won twice this year in the regular season there. And we know we're capable of doing it. We just got to go ahead and have a firm belief in our game plan, execute the game plan with physicality and leverage. We come out of there with a W.
And by the way, for people who don't remember, you coached in Memphis for a couple of years, so you know what that city's all about. They must be going crazy right now.
Oh, hey, that's what the playoffs are about. Every city, you know, adopts their team. They're excited about them getting into the playoffs. Memphis is identity is about, you know, grinding things out, about toughness. And, you know, they reflect their city very well. And we've got to match that energy, and we've got to use what we do well, and get down there in the mud.
Yeah, that's for sure. One more thing, Mark. A lot of people probably don't remember. You won a ring as a rookie in Philadelphia going way back. So you've got that in your blood. Can you pass any of that on to the guys at all?
Well, I mean, I've built my coaching career on that, not just learning the game, but also, you know, remembering what it takes to be a player who can win in the playoffs. You know, I played for 7 years. I was lucky to be on 7 playoff teams and very fortunate to be on a championship quality team. But, you know, we've tried everything on defense. We had guys who committed to defense and committed to being, to making sacrifices. You know, that team had lost in the finals in 80 and 82, and some of them had lost even in 77 to the Trailblazers. And there was nothing more important than winning games and sacrificing whatever you had to do to get that done. And that's what we need to do tomorrow and in every game we play.
Mark, I appreciate the time. Good luck, and we all hope we could see you on Sunday.
Thanks, Ted.